Gift relief is restricted if an asset is partly used for business and partly used for non-business purposes. Section 165 only gives relief for gifts of business assets. Therefore, some apportionment will need to be made if an asset is partly used for non-business purposes. For example, here we have a building, 75% of which is used for business purposes and 25% of which is used for non-business purposes. The donor gives the building away and has a capital gain on the disposal. 75% of this gain can be deferred under the gift relief rules because 75% of the asset was used for business purposes. The remaining 25% of the gain is immediately chargeable and CGT will be payable. In this instance, it would be possible for the donor to pay this tax in instalments. A similar apportionment needs to be made if an asset was not used for the purposes of a trade for part of the donor's ownership period. For example, let us assume that the shop was originally used for business purposes, then fell into non-business use before it was given away. The gain arising in the business period would qualify for gift relief, whereas the gain arising in the non-business period would be immediately chargeable. When calculating the business and non-business proportions, any business or non-business use of an asset before the 1st of April 1982 can be ignored.
Let us complete this session by attempting a practice question. We know that Steve gave a business asset to his brother in March 2007. The gain of £20,000 was deferred by a gift relief claim. Carl emigrated in January 2011. You will see here, therefore, that there are less than 6 tax years between the date of the gift and the date of emigration. This means that the deferred gain of £20,000 will become chargeable at the point of emigration, i.e. in 2010-11.
This gain of £20,000 will be charged on the person emigrating, that is, on Carl. Steve can only be held responsible for paying the tax on this gain if Carl fails to settle his liability within 12 months of the normal due date. The correct answer is therefore answer D. This concludes this session on further aspects of gift relief.